ya empezamos a grabar esta llamada. ¿Por qué no empezamos con oración? I'm really feeling this tonight. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost, the unction, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let's pray right now and just invite the Lord into what we're doing tonight. Señor Jesús, gracias. Gracias por su ungimiento que ya estamos sintiendo ahorita, Señor, el empiezo de esta llamada. We want to thank you, first of all, Lord Jesus, for your touch and for your anointing that we're feeling already on the onset of this call. We can't do anything without you, Lord. We need your touch in all that we do. No podemos hacer nada sin usted, Señor. Y gracias, gracias por su ungimiento que sentimos esta noche en el nombre de Jesús, in the name of Jesus. Well, let's go ahead and begin. Vamos a empezar y vamos a empezar desde la semana pasada. We're gonna go back a few days to last Friday evening. El viernes pasado tuvimos un servicio muy especial en Redlands con el hermano Cody Marks. We had a very special service last Friday night in Redlands with Brother Cody Marks, and it was in Redlands. It was the annual missions. I don't remember exactly what it's called. It was a missions conference, missions service. Era un servicio, una conferencia de evangelístico de misión, de los de misionero, estilo misionero. And it was a tremendous service. Era un servicio tremendo que tuvimos el viernes pasado. Y quiero empezar por decir que el hermano Cody Marks empezó a hablar de nuestros ancianos. Brother Cody Marks began to speak about our elders and the importance that it is to grasp a hold of what our elders are giving us to this next generation. El hermano Cody Marks dijo la importancia de arrebatar, de recibir, pero de arrebatar lo que nuestros ancianos nos están dejando a esta generación que sigue. And you know, in Spanish, I just use the word. There's one thing to receive, but it's another thing to grasp and to get a hold of, to grab a hold of. There's a difference. Think about that. Someone's going to give you something, or you receive it. Okay, thank you. But when it's something that you really are desirous of, something that you are hungry, that you're thirsty for, or you're going to grab a hold of it. It's kind of like Elisha when he knew, when Elijah told him, cuando Elías le dijo a Eliseo, and I just may probably messed up my Spanish here, if anybody wants to text me, Elijah, Elisha, and in Spanish, yo pienso que es Elías y Eliseo. I know Mama Elisa is probably going to send me a correction there, but you get the point. Cuando el sirviente supo que el maestro iba a irse y que él le iba a dar una promesa y una bendición, él no quiso dejar su lado. When Elisha heard from the prophet Elijah, his master, that he was going to be leaving at some point, but he needed to stick close to him, to stay close to him, to make sure that he received the blessing or the anointing or the mantle that the master prophet had, he made sure and stayed very close to him. Él estaba muy seguro de quedarse cerquitas de él porque él no quería perder su bendición, no quería perder de recibir esa bendición. He wanted to make sure that he was not going to lose or miss out on that blessing, on that mantle that that man of God had for him. And that's the attitude that we need to have that Brother Cody Marks was talking about. Our elders are passing off the scene. And he talked about it. Brother Paul Price just passed off the scene. And he mentioned a Brother Keith Clark, who just passed off the scene, and others. Él mencionó un Paul Price, que acaba de fallecer recientemente, y un Keith Clark, que acaba de fallecer recientemente. And as a matter of fact, we know about Elder Picklesheimer, who just passed away in the last year, and Elder Molander, who passed away in the last 2 years. El anciano Molander, el anciano Picklesheimer, que acaban de fallecer en el último año y dos años. So these elders are beginning to pass off the scene. Están ya falleciendo estos hombres ancianos, hombres grandes de Dios. Y qué importante es que nosotros recibamos y arrebatemos lo que necesitamos recibir de estos hombres. How important it is for us to receive, but to grab a hold of these great things, this blessing, the mantle, the knowledge, the wisdom that these elders are leaving for us, the next generation. But here's the other thought I want to share with you. As Brother Cody Marks got up there to speak, he was speaking very, very softly when I first got up there for the first few minutes. I actually had a strain to listen to this man of God. And, you know, cuando el hermano Cody Marks subió al estante, al púlpito, él estaba hablando con una voz muy leve, una voz muy delgadita, una voz muy querida. Y yo tuve que forzar mis oídos para escuchar lo que estaba diciendo. He wasn't screaming right off the bat. No estaba gritando de un principio. Estaba hablando así, muy querido. He was speaking with his very gentle voice. It almost forced the listener to really strain to grab a hold of what he was saying. I thought that was great. But one of the things that he said was this. This generation that we have right now, I want to make sure I get it right how he said it. Forgive me as I strain to remember how he said this. He said that we're not living in the last days, we're living in the last moments. Él dijo, y ahora va shata, I feel it now just saying it. Él dijo, no estamos viviendo en los últimos días, estamos viviendo en los últimos momentos. Boy, when he said that, you could feel the impact of that. Cuando él dijo eso, uno pudo sentir el impacto de lo que estaba diciendo. We're not living in the last days. How many times have we heard, we were living in the last days, everybody? And you kind of get used to it. You know, it's like, oh, that's kind of one of our famous preacher calls to the saints, to the church. We're not living in the last days, everybody. Oh, you know, we know what that means. That could be months, it could be years, it could be decades. Well, when he said that, no, estamos acostumbrados a oír el predicador que dice, estamos viviendo los últimos días. Pero eso puede decir días, semanas, meses, años, décadas. 10 años, 15 años o más. But when he said that, we're not living in the last days, we're living in the last moments. Boy, it just gave a whole new level of understanding in your spirit because you could feel what he was saying in your spirit. Cuando él dijo, ya no estamos viviendo en los últimos días, estamos viviendo en los últimos momentos. Oh, esto dio un entendimiento nuevo a nuestro espíritu cuando él lo dijo. And then he said something else. He said, you see this generation of young people, this generation that you see here with us tonight, there is not going to be another generation. Wow. And I hope I'm not stretching or exaggerating his words. If someone was there, text me and let me know. I want to make sure I'm not just, you know, saying something that is not accurate to what the man of God said. Él dijo, de lo que yo me pueda entender, lo que yo me recuerdo, él dijo, estos jóvenes, esta generación que estamos viendo esta noche en este servicio, no vamos a ver otra generación. Wow. Y otra vez, si alguien estuvo ahí esa noche y me quieren corregir lo que estoy diciendo, por favor, mándenme ese texto. It's, again, someone was there that night, and I'm not saying it right. Please clarify. But what I remember him saying was just that. The generation that we're seeing here tonight, in this service tonight, we're not going to see another generation. He may have said, I don't believe we're going to see another generation. Again, I don't want to take the words, the man of God's words, and it turned into something that it wasn't, but that's what I remember him saying. So what does that mean? ¿Qué es lo que estaba diciendo ese hombre de Dios? Ya estamos viviendo los últimos momentos. What that means is, if that is accurate, what he's saying, that means that we are now living in the last moments. All right. Yo me recuerdo, hermanos, cuando yo estuve ahí, yo ni pude sentarme allá abajo con todos porque estaba bien lleno, me tuve que sentar allá arriba. I couldn't even sit down on the lower level because it was so packed, it was full down at the lower level. I had to sit in the balcony. But as I was up there, I remember just closing my eyes, kind of wrapping myself with my arms, holding myself tight, because I just felt this deep anointing. Cuando yo estaba allá arriba del servicio, estaba allá arriba del balcón, the balcony. Me recuerdo cerrando mis ojos y abrazándome fuertemente, apretado a mí mismo, y estaba sintiendo este ungimiento poderoso. It was that anointing, that slow, steady but deep anointing that was just soaking into my mind, into my brain, into my spirit, into my heart, but into the depths of my spirit, into the depths of my heart, into the depths of my soul. This anointing, just like an anchor, just went way down into my depths. Yo sentí ese ungimiento, hermanos, que me llevó a mi mente, a mi cerebro, a mi cuerpo, a mi corazón, a mi espíritu, mi alma. Se asentó profundamente al lugar más profundo de mi ser, hermanos, este ungimiento. And when I felt that, boy, I wanted to go into a closet. Cuando yo sentí eso, yo quise nomás ir a un closet. Quería cerrar mis ojos y nomás arrebatar precisamente lo que estaba hablando el predicador. But precisely, I wanted to grab a hold of what this man of God was giving us, because there was some words that were exchanged. Sí hubo palabras que nos estaba dando, but more importantly, there was a spirit that he was trying to transmit to us. Era como un espíritu que él estaba tratando de transmitir a nosotros. And what was that spirit? The urgency. Era una urgencia, aleluya, I'm feeling it now. Era una urgencia que él estaba tratando de transferir a nosotros. And I wanted it, everybody. And I wanted everyone there to get it. Yo quería ese espíritu que él estaba transfiriendo a nosotros. Yo lo quería para mí mismo. Y yo quería que todos los que estaban ahí esa noche, que lo arrebataran. Que lo pudieron agarrar para ellos mismos. That's how powerful. I hope I'm doing a decent job in just trying to let you feel and know and see what was happening. Espero que sí estoy haciendo una hora buena en tratar de transferir a ustedes esta noche lo que él estaba transfiriendo a nosotros esa noche. It was a spiritual thing. It was a very spiritual thing. And I can tell you right now, y les puedo decir a ustedes esta noche, that as he was talking about this elder, about the elders and what we need to get from our elders, many times throughout that service, he was mentioning several elders in our ranks. But I can tell you, he continued to mention Elder Clark, Elder Clifford Clark, Pastor Clark, who's here. I don't know how many times, everybody. 5, 6, 7 times or more. Cuando él estaba predicando, él siguió, cuando estaba hablando de nuestros ancianos y la importancia de la bachata, la importancia de recibir algo especial de nuestros ancianos, él seguidamente estaba mencionando a nuestro pastor, el anciano Clark, el anciano Clifford Clark, el pastor Clifford Clark. He continued to mention him with respect and with reverence, and to make sure he was spotlighting these great elders in our ranks, and one of them is our own pastor. Él estaba seguidamente mencionando a los otros pastores y ancianos, pero varias veces él estaba mencionando a nuestro pastor Clark. Okay. ¿Qué cosa importante lo que estaba haciendo este hombre de Dios? What an important thing that this man of God was doing that night. How important it is. You see everything that he's talking about, the elders, and how we need to grasp a hold of what our elders are leaving us before they pass off the scene. La importancia de recibir de nuestros ancianos y arrebatar de nuestros ancianos las cosas que necesitamos arrebatar de ellos, especialmente, y antes que ellos se desaparezcan de nuestra vista. Okay? And he was focusing on missions, yes, evangelism, yes, winning souls. Sí, él estaba hablando de la obra de misionero que nosotros somos, de evangelismo, sí, nosotros estamos en eso también. Y de amar a las almas, de amar a las almas. But do you see how all this has to tie in together? ¿Pueden ver cómo todo esto necesita amarrarse uno con el otro? La importancia. And so that's what that message focused on. And boy, I'm running out of time, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to hit everything else. No sé si voy a poder tocar todas las otras cosas, puntos. But I want to tell you what happened at the end of that message. Quiero decirles lo que pasó al fin de ese mensaje, hermanos. At the end of that message, Brother Marks, he put up a chair here at the end, at the front of the platform. And he began to explain how we needed to get a hold of God for the blessing. Él empezó a explicar cómo era importante que nosotros pudiéramos agarrar la atención de Dios para la bendición. ¿Qué tanto queremos esta unción, este ungimiento del Señor? How badly do we want this unction and this anointing from the Holy Ghost, from the Lord, to be able to go out and to do this work that the Lord is commissioning us to do? ¿Qué tanto queremos esto? How badly do we want it? ¿Qué tan grande, qué tan importante es para nosotros recibir este ungimiento del Señor para poder ser la obra que el Señor nos está mandando hacer? And he got real. Él se puso muy práctico con nosotros. He said, whatever you have in your hands, I don't care if you have a handkerchief, your tie, your coat, your shirt, whatever, and begin to get God's attention. Just begin to twirl it in the air and get God's attention. Él dijo, agarre su servilleta, su corbata, su camisa, su saco, algo, y empiece nomás a menear, tirarlo en el aire, agarrar la atención de Dios. And that's exactly what he began to do. Y eso es exactamente lo que él empezó a hacer. And before you knew it, the entire church was doing it. Everybody was throwing, it was twirling something in the air, a handkerchief, a tie, a coat. Todos empezaron a agarrar una servilleta, una corbata, una un saco en su mano y empezar a revolverlo en el aire, agarrando la atención de Dios. I cannot express to you the anointing that dropped, the anointing that fell in that place. No puedo explicarles el ungimiyarabashatai, el ungimiento que cayó en ese servicio, en ese edificio, en ese santuario, hermanos. La gente empezó a gritar, a llorar, a gritarle al Señor con fuerza y con deseo. Everyone began to cry out to the Lord with desire, with anointing, weeping, and it was just a powerful thing. That altar call must have lasted a good 45 minutes. Yo creo que ese servicio de altar duró como unos 45 minutos. But the things that were accomplished in the spirit realm in that altar call, we will never know till we get on the other side. Las cosas que se obraron, que las cosas poderosas que se cumplieron en ese servicio de altar, en esos 45 minutos, ¿quién sabe? Solamente Dios sabe las cosas que pudieron recibir y cumplir hasta que nos lleguemos con el Señor en la gloria. Vamos a saber lo que ocurrió en el mundo espiritual. As a matter of fact, I was telling someone afterward how that I hadn't remembered seeing that type of an altar call in years. Yo no me recuerdo ver ese tipo de servicio de altar en años. And I'm not trying to diminish our altar calls. There's some powerful things that are happening in our altar call. But I'm talking about the type of anointing that we felt. It reminded me of being a kid at a youth conference. It was of that magnitude. No estoy tratando de disminuir lo que está pasando en nuestros servicios de altar, hermanos. Nuestros servicios de altar son poderosos. Pero yo estoy hablando del tipo de ungimiento que yo sentí. Me recordó de cuando yo era joven en las conferencias de jóvenes. Y el ungimiento que se sentía en esos servicios. Y eso es lo que pasó en ese servicio. I heard that there was people that were just slain in the spirit, just drunk in the spirit, just lost in the spirit. Yo oí que había gente que se perdió en el espíritu, ¿cómo se dice? Inebrios, borrachos en el espíritu, si se puede decir así, hermanos. Y se perdieron en el espíritu. Cosas poderosas, powerful, powerful things that took place. All right, I'm going to move on. Vamos a mover adelante. Eso es lo que ocurrió el viernes. And of course, Saturday we had a powerful men's meeting. El sábado tuvimos un servicio de hombres en Rialto. And that's why we didn't have our evangelism street service last Saturday. Por eso no tuvimos nuestro servicio de evangelismo en la esquina de Cuatro y Grove este sábado pasado. That's why. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Vamos a hablar de eso en un momentito. But here's the other thing I want to talk about. Our visitors and our new converts that are coming in. Quiero hablar de nuestros visitantes y nuestros nuevos conversos que están entrando ahorita. You all know about Edwin and Gustavo, and I believe Gustavo is on the call right now. Ya conocemos de Edwin y Gustavo que están en la llamada ahorita, y qué cosa poderosa que el Señor está haciendo ahorita en la vida de nuestros nuevos conversos. You know, Edwin and Gustavo were baptized in the name of Jesus and the Holy Ghost is on the way. Edwin y Gustavo ya fueron bautizados en el nombre de Jesús y el Espíritu Santo ya está en camino, ya se envió y les va a llegar muy pronto. But great things are happening in their lives. They're still going through some trials and tests. I know I've been talking with them and they're going through some challenges, but they've made a decision. They've made a commitment and they're going to continue to move forward. Ellos ya están traspasando cosas duras, pero ellos ya hicieron la decisión que van a seguir caminando adelante. And that's one of the things I want to talk about right now. Es una de las cosas que yo quiero hablar ahorita, hermanos. We need to be supportive of all of our new ones. Hermanos, necesitamos todos apoyar a nuestros hermanos nuevos. From the visitors that are just coming in, desde los visitantes que están entrando de nuevo, por ejemplo, Fabian and Josh, ya conocen a Fabian y Josh. Fabian and Josh are the two men that have been coming to our, I've already mentioned it, to our Sunday morning services for the last 5 or 6 Sundays in a row, consistently, faithfully. Ya conocen, ya he hablado de Fabian y Josh que vienen 5 o 6 domingos seguidos, fielmente que están viniendo. I feel the Holy Ghost just talking about this. This is powerful. What's happening? I spoke to Fabian last week. Yo hablé con Fabian la semana pasada, and he told me, Brother Vic, ever since I moved out here from Arizona, I found your church online, and the Lord keeps telling me to keep coming to your church. You hear that? Fabian me dijo que desde que él vino de Arizona acá, a Rancho Cucamonga, y nos encontró en línea en la computadora, el Señor le ha estado diciendo que él debía de seguir viniendo a nuestra iglesia. He also told me that he came from a Trinitarian background, but the Lord is beginning to give me the revelation of the oneness of God. God is giving him this, everyone. God is sending him to our church, to the right church, because there is only one God. There's no Trinity. One God. And the Lord is revealing this to him directly, and that's why the Lord is sending him to our church. This is exciting, everybody. El Señor le está revelando la verdad de que Dios es uno. No hay una Trinidad, no. Nomás hay un Dios. Y el Señor mismo le está dando este entendimiento, esta revelación a Fabian, to Fabian. So, again, this is why, everybody, we need to welcome. Let's make sure we connect with our new visitors. When we see them come in, sometimes they'll kind of come in, you know, in the morning, and they kind of slip out during the altar call. Let's be mindful, everybody. You know, we don't have to bombard them, overwhelm them, but let's just go back to shake their hand. Hey, my name is so-and-so, and we're glad you're coming. Si alguien viene, un visitante, por favor, hagan el esfuerzo de conectarse, nomás unos segunditos para decirle su nombre y darle la mano. Hallelujah. Para que ellos vean que ustedes los aman. We want to make sure that they feel our love, everybody. From the visitor to the new convert. Desde el visitante al nuevo converso, como un Gustavo y un Edwin. Like a Gustavo and an Edwin that are coming in. And also somebody else. Felipe and Andrea. También Felipe y Andrea, que ya no nomás son visitantes, ya se sienten como familia. They're not just visitors, they feel like family. And they've already told us that they feel like family. They love everybody. They can feel the love of God through our people. Ellos nos han dicho varias veces que ellos pueden sentir el amor de Dios por medio de nosotros. Hallelujah. And I'm, all right. We're getting some text messages. Someone said I was breaking up. I hope you can hear me loud and clear. Espero que nos pueden oír claramente. Hermano Samuel dijo, amen y amen. Amen and amen. Yeah, if anybody wants to send out a shout out by text message, you are more than welcome. Si alguien quiere mandar un mensaje para avisarnos de lo que están oyendo, por favor, mándenos cualquier mensaje en el nombre de Jesús. All right, so we're almost finished up here. We're running out of time. Ya estamos terminando. Y ya nos llegó la hora. There was a couple of other things that I wanted to talk about, and we're running out of time. Ya estamos terminando con el tiempo. Ya vamos a tener que terminar, hermanos. We'll go into it on the next call. But let's remember, everybody, to bind together with that net, that safety net, with that net of salvation and with that safety net. Somos esa red de salvación y esa red de seguridad for our new visitors and our new converts and our new families that are coming in. Ya tenemos visitantes y nuevos conversos y nuevas familias que están entrando. I've just mentioned 7 or 8 here in the last few minutes. Yo acabo de mencionar 7 o 8 de ellos que están entrando. Gustavo, Edwin, Fabian, Josh, Gustavo, Felipe, Andre and their children, Tanya and Felipe Jr. I don't know how many is that. That's 7 or 8 or 9 maybe. That's como 7, 8, 9 visitantes, nuevos conversos. This is exciting, everybody. We're beginning to see the Lord bring in the souls, and they're loving what they are hearing and what they're feeling. El Señor está mandando estos visitantes y ellos están amando, les está gustando y amando lo que están sintiendo y lo que están recibiendo de nosotros. Everybody, our time is up. Ya nos terminó el tiempo. But I want to remind everybody, we are looking forward to an evangelism street service this Saturday at 11 a.m. And we're going to be passing out those flyers that Brother Round, Brother Tulak made for that prophecy crusade, prophecy conference that we're having on Sunday. Vamos a estar juntándonos este sábado a las 11 de la mañana a la esquina de 4 y Grove. They said that you can't hear me. Alguien dijo que no nos puede. I want to make sure that you can hear me, everybody. Is it true? Oh, boy. If you can't hear me, someone please text me. But I'm going to end on this note. Vamos a estar juntándonos este sábado a las 11 de la mañana a nuestro servicio de evangelismo en la calle de 4 y Grove. Y vamos a estar promoviendo la conferencia de profecía que el hermano Lackey va a estar predicando el domingo. Y nos vemos todos allí, sábado a las 11 de la mañana. We'll see everyone there Saturday at 11 a.m. Con eso dicho, que Dios me los bendiga a todos. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen y amen.